Blog Talk Radio.
Beginning of the End, Chapter 3, The Predicament of Our First Parents. This chapter is based on Genesis 3. No longer free to stir up rebellion in heaven, Satan found a new field in plotting the ruin of the human race. Moved by envy, he determined to bring upon them the guilt and penalty of sin. He would change their love to distrust, and their songs of praise to criticism of their Maker. Thus he would not only plunge these innocent beings into misery, but cast dishonor upon God and cause grief in heaven. Heavenly messengers opened to our first parents the history of Satan's fall and his plots for their destruction, unfolding the nature of the divine government that the prince of evil was trying to overthrow. The law of God is a revelation of his will, a transcript of his character, the expression of divine love and wisdom. The harmony of creation depends upon perfect conformity to the law of the Creator. Everything is under fixed laws that cannot be disregarded. But human beings alone, of all that inhabits the earth, are responsible to moral law. To them God has given power to understand the justice and goodness of His law, and of them unswerving obedience is required. Like the angels, the dwellers in Eden had been given time to show what they would do. They could obey and live, or disobey and perish. He who did not spare the angels that sinned could not spare them. Transgression would bring upon them misery and ruin. The angels warned them to be on guard against the schemes of Satan. If they firmly resisted his first subtle enticings, they would be safe. But if they once yielded to temptation, their nature would become so depraved that in themselves they would have no power and no inclination to resist Satan. The tree of knowledge had been made a test of their obedience and love to God. If they should disregard his will in this particular, they would be guilty. Satan was not to follow them with continual temptations. He could have access to them only at the forbidden tree. To accomplish his work undetected, Satan put on a disguise. The serpent was one of the wisest and most beautiful creatures. It had dazzling brightness. Resting in the forbidden tree, feasting on the delicious fruit, it was an object to arrest attention and delight the eye. Thus, in the garden of peace, lurked the destroyer. The angels had warned Eve to beware of separating from her husband. With him she would be in less danger than if alone, but she unconsciously wandered from his side. Forgetting the angel's caution, she soon found herself gazing with mingled curiosity and admiration on the forbidden tree. The fruit was beautiful, and she wondered why God had withheld it from them. Now the tempter had his opportunity. "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree in the garden?'" Eve was startled to hear the echo of her thoughts. The serpent continued with subtle praise of her surpassing beauty, and his words were pleasant. Instead of fleeing from the spot, she lingered. She didn't suspect that Satan was speaking through the fascinating serpent. She replied, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." By eating from this tree, he declared, they would reach a higher level of life. He himself had eaten, and had acquired the power of speech. He implied that the Lord had jealously withheld it from them, in case they would be exalted to equality with himself. and that he had prohibited them from tasting or touching it, because this fruit imparted wisdom and power. The divine warning was merely to intimidate them. How could it be possible for them to die? Had not they eaten of the tree of life? God had been seeking to prevent them from reaching a nobler development and finding greater happiness. This has been the way Satan has worked from the days of Adam to the present time, and he has been very successful with this method. He tempts people to distrust God's love and doubt his wisdom. In their efforts to explore what God has withheld, multitudes overlook truths that are essential to salvation. Satan tempts them to disobedience, to believe they are entering a wonderful field of knowledge, but this is all a deception. They are starting down the road that leads to degradation and death. The subtlety of Satan's appeal. Satan told the holy pair that they would gain by breaking the law of God. Today, many talk of the narrowness of those who obey God's commandments and claim that they themselves enjoy greater liberty. What is this but an echo of the voice from Eden? In the day you eat of it, transgress the divine requirement. You will be like God. Satan did not let it appear that he had become an outcast from heaven. He concealed his own misery in order to draw others into the same position. So now the transgressors disguise their true character, but they are on the side of Satan, trampling upon the law of God and leading others to eternal ruin. Eve disbelieved the words of God, and this was what led to her fall. In the judgment, people will not be condemned because they conscientiously believed a lie, but because they did not believe the truth. We must set our hearts to know what is truth. Whatever contradicts God's word comes from Satan. The serpent plucked the fruit of the forbidden tree and placed it in the hands of the half-reluctant Eve. Then he reminded her of her own words, that God had forbidden them to touch it, lest they die. Seeing no evil results, Eve grew bolder. When she saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. As she ate, she seemed to imagine herself entering upon a higher state of existence. And now, having herself disobeyed, she became Satan's agent to ruin her husband. In a state of strange, unnatural excitement, her hands filled with the forbidden fruit, she looked for and found him. Adam appeared astonished and alarmed. To the words of Eve, he replied that this must be the foe against whom they had been warned. Now, as God has said, she must die. In answer, she urged him, "Eat," repeating the words of the serpent that they would not surely die. She felt no evidence of God's displeasure, but sensed a delicious, exhilarating influence, thrilling every part of her body with new life. Adam understood that his companion had disobeyed the command of God. There was a terrible struggle in his mind. He mourned that he had permitted Eve to wander from his side. But now the deed was done. He must be separated from her whose society had been his joy. How could he endure this? Adam had enjoyed the companionship of God and of holy angels. He understood the high destiny open to the human race if they remained faithful to God. Yet all these blessings were lost sight of in the fear of losing that one gift, which in his eyes was of more value than every other. Love, gratitude, and loyalty to the Creator, all were swept aside by love to Eve. She was a part of himself, and he could not endure the thought of separation. If she must die, he would die with her. Might not the words of the wise serpent be true? No sign of death appeared in Eve, and he decided to brave the consequences. He seized the fruit and quickly ate. After his transgression, Adam at first imagined himself entering upon a higher state of existence. But soon the thought of his sin filled him with terror. The love and peace that had been theirs was gone, and in its place they felt a sense of sin, a dread of the future, a nakedness of soul. The robe of light that had enshrouded them disappeared, and to replace it, they tried to make a covering for themselves. While naked, they could not meet the eye of God and holy angels. They now began to see the true character of sin. Adam criticized his companion for leaving his side and permitting herself to be deceived by the serpent. But they both flattered themselves that the God who had given them so many evidences of his love would pardon this one transgression. They would not be subjected to so terrible a punishment as they had feared. Satan gloated. He had tempted the woman to distrust God's love, to doubt his wisdom, and to transgress his law, and through her he had caused the overthrow of Adam. The sad change that sin produced. The great lawgiver was about to make known to Adam and Eve the result of their transgression. In their innocence and holiness, they had joyfully welcomed the approach of their Creator. Now they fled in terror. But the Lord called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Adam blamed his wife, and so blamed God himself. "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." Because of his love for Eve, he had deliberately chosen to give up the approval of God and an eternal life of joy. Now he tried to make his companion, and even the Creator himself, responsible for the transgression. When the woman was asked, "What is this you have done?" she answered, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." "Why did you create the serpent? Why did you permit him to enter Eden?" These were the questions implied in her first excuse. Self-justification was indulged by our first parents as soon as they yielded to the influence of Satan, and it has been exhibited by all the sons and daughters of Adam. The Lord then passed sentence upon the...
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I want to give God thanks for this prayer line and for my brothers and sisters that have joined in. And we want to begin with a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, O Father, we come before you, Lord, asking that you look within our heart. And Lord, if there's anything that's not of you, Father, we asking you for forgiveness, Lord, as you allow me to host this prayer line. Father, forgive me of things that I have committed. Lord, I want to thank you for your blessing that you allow me, Lord Father, another day to come and host the prayer line. So, Father, I pray that you be with me while I host. I'm asking you to teach me, lead and guide me. Let your word be the light of this prayer line, Father. And whatever come out my mouth, Father, I'm asking that you help me, strengthen me, and give me wisdom and understanding that I may speak the words of the Lord. Nothing of my own, Father. So, Lord, help me, each and every one of the brothers and sisters that join in. Lord, touch their heart. Lord, be with us that we can come to share, give you honor, praise, and glory, to thank you for a week, for your blessing that you give to us, you feed us, give us cars to drive, all these things, Father, you give to us to take care of ourselves. And, Father, yet some don't even understand. Just thank you, Father, for what you have done and to come and learn more of you. So, Lord, we glorify thine holy name right now. And as you would send your holy prayer line that it may teach us, lead and guide us into all truth. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for your wonderful and your blessing word that you have given to us, the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, thank you. Your commandments, all of your word, Father. Thank you. In the blessed name, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm reading a scripture from Matthew chapter 24, Last week we had Matthew 24 on Mount Sinai. On Mount of Olives, the sign of Christ's return, and how Christ said that, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that is thrown down." So we just learn what Christ said, that in verse 7, he said, "For nations shall rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom, and shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places," and we see all these things now. But I will read starting at verse, today we are having verse 43 and Matthew 24. So again, Heavenly Father, bless your word. And I'm asking for understanding. I'm asking that you give all of us wisdom and knowledge that we can understand and divide the word of truth. Thank you, Father, once again. Amen. And I'm reading from Matthew chapter 24, verse 43. It says, "But know this, that if the groom, the good man of the house, had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, ye also be ready." "Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is faithful and wise servant, who his Lord had made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? But is that servant, whom verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over his goods, all his goods. But and if the evil servant shall say in his heart, 'My Lord delay his coming,' and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with drunkens, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day. When he looked not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth." And as I was reading this, brothers and sisters, I was just thinking about things, how we, the Bible tell us, we don't know what hour that or what time that we're going to leave this earth. So I want to read this verse too, and I will open the line for my brothers and sisters, and your comment is welcome and you can share. And it's, and I'm going to start at verse 25. You know this is about the 10 virgins. And he said, "At midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil,' and answered, saying," let me make sure I'm on the right line. "And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." And brothers and sisters, I have lost a dear friend today. And hold on, just give me a second, Mike. I have lost a dear friend today. And I'm telling you, it hurts so bad because it's a close friend. And most of the time when we lose family members or friends, it's other people, distant people, not so close. And when you lose someone like that, and that's right close to you, it just feel empty. And so I thought about this scripture here I'm reading. We don't know when our time. So, and I know my sister had no clue that this was going to be her time. So I'm just asking my brothers and sisters to pray for the family, pray for the friends, because it really, sometime when I hear other friends and family members on the prayer line, family members are gone. Sometimes it's not a big concern to others. And you know, they feel like, oh, people die or whatever. But let it happen to you. It's different. It's different, sisters. So I'm just asking for prayers to lift my friend's children and our family up. So I will begin to open the line. We asking you to press 1 and you can share. So thank you, my brothers and sisters, for being patient and listening. And let us share and just give God the glory and the praise. Amen. We open the line for 518-951. Your line is open. Amen.
Which one? Good evening, Sister Leola. That's me. You're open?
Yes, your line is open.
Okay. All right. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. Sad to hear of our dear sister who had passed, you know, today. And I do know how you feel, Sister Leola, because it's one of your dear friends, always visiting her, always sharing. And I know it's really a sad news, but God is there to comfort both yourself and their husband and also the children and family. So, brothers and sisters, let us remember those family, you know, who are alive now, that God will give them the strength in this time, that God will comfort them in this time. And we too, dear, whatsoever we can do to, you know, help comfort, you know, this is the time for us. As Sister Leola was reading Matthew 25, you know, where God tell us what is happening, 24 now, right? 24, you know, telling us the things that is happening. And we saw it is happening. So this is the time when we as God children have to be ready, not preparing, have to be ready. Because Sister Carolyn didn't know, I think she didn't know that her probation would be closed today, right? She didn't, right? So brothers and sister, whatsoever we are doing, we have to do it now and be ready at all times because God is coming soon. I will just sing this little song and then I will share a little for my eyes. Yes, brothers and sisters, we have one storm here. Rain. And I even have some little issue. But you know what? God helped my daughter just call upstairs and telling me that she has some issue with the bath water. So we don't know what happened. We haven't no water like downstairs running. But, you know, within our tub, we found that, you know, some water coming up that should not be coming up, you know, with some dirt. So we don't know if we have a blockage somewhere on the street or what. But God is good. Mm-hmm. He is able to do all things. So leaving that in prayer. So I'm going to sing this. You know, I sing the mighty power of God because we know that God is powerful. And this song is taken from Genesis 1. Right, we know God. When we look upon the things that God have done for us, you know, even in creation, Lord, the beauty that he have given unto us, you know, we do not have words to express. So this song is telling us that, you know, we sing, and when we sing and when we praise and give him thanks, you know, and glorify his name, that we can go and share with others. So I'm going to sing this song. I sing the mighty power of God that make the mountain rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and build the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that fills the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his hand and then pronounced them good. Lord, all thy wonders are displayed wherever turn my heart. If I survey the ground I trod, or gazing on the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but make them peaches known. And a cloud arise and a tempest blow by order from thy throne. Creatures that borrow life from thee are subject to thy care. There's not a place where we can flee, but God is present there, right? So let us sing the mighty power. Let us share the mighty power of God to those who we come contact with. And brothers and sisters, we know that he has gone to prepare a place for us, and he said he will come again to receive us, that where he is, we will be. And if we be faithful, my dear brothers and sisters, as he said, and when our loved one passed faithful in him, right, we have that hope that one day when he comes, we all will meet on that great day, get up morning. So those are wonderful promises that the Lord has given unto us. I will just have a word of prayer on this line for everyone. Father in heaven, we come to you this moment boldly at the throne to give you thanks. We are asking you, Lord, as we gather at your welcome table, forgive us of all our many sins and our shortcomings, Lord. Please, Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, yes, that we will keep our eyes upon you. We have been listening to your words, Lord, how evil came into this world. Lord, we saw the mighty power of your hand made in the heavens and the earth and all around us. We saw the beautiful power from above, Lord Jesus, with this creation and our wonderful parents that you have given unto us. And sin, Satan, dear Lord, creep in and allow all that beauty to be destroyed. But we thank you for that love and compassion and care that you are for us, despite of what we have done. The wages of sin is that you call us, dear God, and you clothe us, Lord, to take away the shame from us, Lord Jesus. You clothe us, Lord, with your own. You were the first one, dear God, who created murder and created the animal skin that you could cover your son and daughter, Lord. Father, we know you want to cover us not with that skin. You want to cover us with your robe of righteousness in
righteousness,
Christ.
Yes.
So this evening, Lord, we come to you boldly to the throne, asking you, Father, for that robe of white raiment, Lord, that you want to cover us. Help us that we will be obedient, Lord, to receive it. So today, this evening, we come and present every one of our brothers and sisters to you. We present Sister Leola, who is hosting tonight. Despite of our mourning, Lord, we ask you at this time to comfort her, dear Lord, with your words. Comfort her with your love. Lost one of her dear sister in Christ, Lord Jesus. Many days, Lord, Sister Leola left her home. going to do ministry, Lord Jesus, with our servant, our sister, dear Father. And I do know how she feel. Even last week, Nicole, dear Lord, they were in the hospital. Despite of what happened to the dear sister, she was not afraid. She was able to be there, Lord, to bring comfort to her dear aunt. So, Lord, I'm asking you to strengthen Nicole at this time too, and Brother Ray and the other family, her husband and her son, Lord, and the other family, her sisters and her brother at this time while they make preparation, dear Father, to put away their loved one. Father, now, dear Lord, we come to you on behalf of Brother Ray. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to help him, Lord, on his work, on his job. Dear Father, as we present the truth to those out there, his co-worker. We also lift up Brother Udi at this time, dear Lord, our manservant. Dear Father, continue, Lord, to bless him, the ministry that they are doing, the health store, his wife, Lord, the babies, them, Lord. We ask you, Father, for your protection, your love. Give them the strength and the desire, Lord, to continue to be faithful to you, Lord. You are the one who will send the help, Lord, because all things work together for good to them that love you. So I know they love you, Lord, so you will. And you do the rest, Brother Bernard, too. Lord, we ask you for your mercy for them. And as they work together to build up their kingdom by bringing people to you, because the greatest need now, Lord, is to bring soul to you and for soul to seek the need, Lord, of coming and drawing closer to you. So we present them to you also. We lift up Brother Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson down there in Tennessee as they do the work, Lord, presenting the message and even looking for land, Lord, country, living land for people, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to allow the Holy Spirit to work in the heart, Lord, that they people will be more loving and kind and open there to share what you have given unto them. We lift up Sister Nelda to you and her family. Pour out your blessings upon her, dear Lord. Now, Lord, we also lift up Preb Elder Rick, Lord. As we pray for Ashley, we thank you for the good news that happened. We heard from Ashley working, and Lord, you are so good, you are so great, you answer prayer. And I do know the joy within Brother Rich and Sister Rich, Lord, to know that their daughter, dear Father, have been working and doing well. Father, I know their desire is for her to come back fully to you. Surrender everything, Lord, so that she will be able to be sharing your words to others and bless her children and even the little one, dear Lord, who had given her life to you and recommend, Lord, that she would like to be baptized, dear Father. We ask you for strength for her and also the grandfather that they may teach her the word, Lord, in Bible study so and help that they will prepare her to get her ready for baptism, Lord. And also pray for his son-in-law. Bless him and keep him, Lord, and allow him to draw closer to you and the other children and grandchildren we place in your hands. We lift up our dear beloved brothers, the brother John and Sister Brenda, Lord, that two pair cup, dear Father, who you have joined in this message, dear Lord, and striving to be the mastery and giving you thanks, Lord, for the word that you have given unto them, that they can be sharing it with others, their family and others, Lord. So they are rejoicing in you by reading your word, Lord, and telling others that your coming is near. So give them the strength, Lord, that they will be able to continue as wife and husband to follow your command fully, Lord. We ask you to pour your blessings upon them. Now, dear Lord, we lift up our dear Sister Carla. Lord, we know she always on the run Father, taking care of these wonderful patients, Lord, that you have given unto us, the medical missionary work, the right hand to the gospel, and this message and this gospel, Lord, you have given us 8 laws of health for us to share for the, to the people, Lord, to know that you have your remedy, dear natural remedy, the herb, Lord, the good food, Lord, the grains and the vegetables that we should eat, Lord, the exercise, Lord, the sunshine, the air, the rest, and to trust you, Lord. Yet you have given us all. Help us to be obedient to the health message that you have given, the right arm to the gospel, Lord. So we just want to thank you for that. Lord, we also lift up to you today, dear beloved Father, Sister Stephanie. Lord, we know you are the great physician with her throat. You are there to guide and to lead. And as she prayed for us and pray for her children and the young people, especially those who are going off to college, is, Lord, you know everyone, dear Lord. I can call their names. You know them, Lord, Karja and the other, Hamara, and all the others, dear Father, who are preparing and have a stand, make a stand, especially with the vaccination. So, dear Lord, we ask you to strengthen them. Father, we also lift up to you, dear Lord, myself, Lord. You are so good. You are so great. The trouble, the trial, the tribulation is down. But thank you for the strength and the faith and the courage that you have given me unto me, that when I see these things, all I can do and said, I know who is off, who is behind this. And Lord, I can just call upon you for a dial tone and dial you, Lord. And I just want to thank you for the strength. I lift up Charmaine, my community granddaughter with a baby who is in the hospital, dear Lord. This little baby, so just few months, Lord, and she's in the hospital, Lord, with an inflammation on her chest, stomach. We ask you, Lord, as the great physician, those little ones, you love them so much. And I know, dear Lord, you're going to make her whole. Father, we also lift up the crisis in Jamaica, dear Lord, that these people are curfew. They cannot come out of their house for 1 whole week, dear Lord. They will be bound in the home. And if they come out, dear Lord, the polices and the armies and all that is out, dear Father, that they can take, do what they want to do. So, Father, we ask you to give those people the strength, Lord Jesus, that they will carry on, and the torturing that is happening in the life of people and with their conscience. So, Father, we just ask you for strength at this time. Now, dear Lord, we come with our dear beloved brother Eli. Father, he is praying on behalf of Jari, Javel, Jamel, Lord Isma, Ebony, and Miss Pasco, dear, his mother, himself, and the whole crew, dear Lord. You know every one of these names. And we ask you to pour your blessings. And his mom would like him to study the word. Allow him, as he said, he wants to be obedient to mom. Allow him to be obedient as he can study the word, search the scripture, and understand more about you. So we leave Brother Eli in your care. We lift up Brother O'Neill, dear Father, tonight to you, poor blessed soul. I think they have a missionary work today, a medical missionary work, in which they are in the city working, Lord, by sharing tracts and doing health seminars in the city. As you said, we are supposed to be worker in the cities, Lord, but we should not be abiding in the city. So as we work to carry out the work, Lord, we ask you to make a way and provide for him. Praying for his children, Lord, his daughter who have the fractured leg, you are the great physician. We place her to you. And you was good to the other daughter with the other family members, Lord, with their home, with the rain and the erosion, dear Father, the landslide with the house, and you were there protecting them. So, Lord, we just want to give you thanks and praise for all the things that you have done. You are so good. You are so great. We pray for our church and our organization. Father, there is a lot of things that's happening. Lord, most people doesn't know what is happening, but you know, and you are in control. So we place every leadership in your name, from the general conference to the union and the local churches. Lord, help them that they may keep their eyes upon you and depend upon you, that you are the leader, dear Father. You are the captain of the ship, Lord Jesus. And if we keep our eyes upon you, Jesus Christ, we will never fail. So we leave them to you. And now we present our dear speaker to you, Elder Hakeem. James, continue to bless, continue to keep him as he presents the message. Our wonderful sister, Sister Barnaby, Lord, come on this line, sing songs of praise, opening song, scripture passage, and pray for our brothers and sisters. She had lighten up the world with you, as you said, with our glory, the Holy Spirit, upon her, dear, and her determination is to follow you. Bless her children here and grandchildren, and also those back home. And she's praying for the whole group on this line, Lord Jesus, and our co-workers and our church brothers and sisters. We also lift up our dear sister Continelli, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the resource that she had brought on this line, Lord, to give us information, dear Lord, of things that and various tips, health tips, Lord, that you have given her the light, dear Father, to share. And Lord, we just want to thank you for her. Bless her children, her husband, and also her grandchildren. Now, dear Lord, we know we have a lot more brothers and sisters. There are many names, but dear Father, tonight we leave them in your care. And we know, dear Lord, if I forgot any sister, more dear sister Katie and those little, and Dominique, her son, and those little precious children, we lift them up to you. We lift up our dear sister Tamiko as she prays for Sister Elizabeth, Rochelle, and Maria. Lord, we lift her up, Taiwan, and Tony, and Dennis, dear Lord. We lift her up, Sister Lynn and Sister Payne. Lord, you are so good for us that we can come together. Remember these names, but Pastor Duby, dear Lord, Sister Rose, dear Father, we lift them up to you. We lift up the Chat and Chew group, dear Father, Elder Brother Elroy and Eric Cole, dear Lord, this is the new Tom, Sister Kobe, dear Father, Sister Naomi, Sister Wilson, Sister Francia, Sister Dorothy, dear Lord, we lift them up, Sister Rose, all of us, dear Father, we come to you boldly. And now, dear Lord, we present this line to you and allow everyone who is on this line that they will share and give you all the praise. You are worthy to be praised. Without you, we would know where we would be. So we just want to let you know, dear Father, that we appreciate everything that you have done for us, and especially this line, these studies, Lord, that we have been getting in your word, both the testimony, Lord, and also your Bible, Lord, and the truth that you have given unto us, because you said you love to hear when your children settled in the truth. So help us that this truth that you have given us, this third angel message, the everlasting gospel message that's supposed to be preaching, Lord, help us that we can go out boldly, Lord Jesus, and cry aloud out there to draw others to you. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola.
Sister Powell, for all the blessing prayers, and by God's grace, those prayers is such a blessing that you covered so many. And truly, as LaCole was by Sister Carolyn's bed, she told Sister Carolyn, she said, Sister Carolyn, all those prayers that you had been praying, my sister, she said, everyone now is praying for you. And she said, we waiting for you to wake up. Oh, Cole, sit there. And she rubbed her leg. She rubbed on her. And they say she can feel her, and she can feel her, and she had the thing, but they said she just couldn't say nothing. So I'm just, my daughter was courage to do that. That took some courage. because normally I couldn't find her to do things like, but she loved her sister. She loved Sister Carolyn. So that's such a blessing, Sister Powell, as you lift up those prayers, how Sister LaCole just came through and just stayed there by the side of Sister Carolyn and her husband and went out to get them something to eat because, you know, they just was in such a trauma, you know. So because we were really believing she was going to come through, but by God's grace, the Lord's will was done. So we just thank God for his blessing and what he had done. And because if any other thing, she probably would have been a vegetable because she was brain dead. So we just thank God for all the prayers that was prayed on this prayer line for her, myself, and the family. Amen. And thank you for the song, Sister Power. But the song that I had wanted to, I want to ask Sister Tamika if she can lift this song up. I don't know. I think she know it. I think she sang it before. We know not the hour. Sister Tamika, I'm going to open your line, and I'm going to just ask Sister Tamika to sing it. Now, we're not going to have Brother Akeem. So, brothers and sisters, you will be able to testify. You will be able to share. You will be able to pray if you want to pray. So let us think in our heart how the Lord can use us tonight so we can all do something. So I'm going to open the line for Sister Tamika, and she can offer this song. If she can. If you can't, Sister Tamika, it'll be okay. But I'm going to open your line. Amen. We all know Sister Tamika, and she loves to sing. Sister Tamika, I think that's your line. So I open your line. You're there?
Amen. Hello. Good evening, Sister Leola. God bless you all, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I don't know this song, but
you don't know
I
it?
Guess I could try. No, I don't know this song.
Okay.
We know not
okay,
the hour.
Okay.
I never
okay.
sang this particular song, but if someone can help me with it, I can sing it.
All right. Okay,
Sister Power is there.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Sister Powell. God bless you. Sure,
okay,
we can do it.
All right. We're going to... We know not before what the Master appearing, yet signs all foretold that the moment is nearing when he shall return. Take the prophet most hearing, but we know not the hour he will come. Let us watch and be ready. He will come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he'll come in the cloud of his Father's bright glory, but we know not the
hour.
There's light for the wise who are seeking salvation. There's truth in the book of the Lord's revelation. Each prophet we point to the great consolation, but we know not the hour he will come. Let us watch and be ready. He will come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He'll come in the cloud of the Father's great glory, but we know
Person to open the line, and we have time, brothers and sisters, to share, and we want you to share and press 1 and your line will be open. We open in the next line. Give me just a second. It's 985-232. Your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank the Lord for watching over us while we sleep and waking us up this morning. I want to thank him because he's so good to us. I want to read a prayer, devotion prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, you sent your only son into the den of his enemies, sacrificing him so that we could understand the truth. Love for us. This is love I wish to spread to all people. My Lord, I am so sorry for being weak and selfish so often when I should help even my enemies, for they may need it the most. I thank you every moment of my life for sending Jesus as an example for me. And I shall do all that I can to follow his ways. I pray in the honor of Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus Christ, that we may have life. I ask for prayer for the Advent Life prayer line. For the missing members and the members on the prayer line, we want to ask for prayers for all those in the hospital with COVID, those that just sick. I pray for the nurses, the doctors, and everybody that's working in the hospital. I pray for those that just is living on the street, in the jailhouse, and wherever they may be, that the Lord may touch them, heal them, to get them to surrender and testify for themselves so they may be saved. I pray for the the pastors, all of the ministers in God's name, so they may bring the word and bring it so that we all may be saved, so that we can get right with God, because he's mad. Things are happening on us regularly every day. Our loved ones are going, they're going fast, and we don't know how the sickness got here, and we don't know how it's getting to some of our families. So that means the Lord wants us to get together, love one another, and honor and pray and obey, because we're not loving each other and we're not praying with each other, praying one for another. So he wants us to get together and pray and love one another. That's the first thing he asked, because he loved us. Because a lot of people, I don't want to deal with them. I don't want to deal with them. That's not it. God is love, so we must love our fellow brothers and sisters, whether they're clean or dirty. Amen. So I just want to ask for continue asking for prayers for my family and all the members and families that I have that's dealing with COVID. And God bless y'all, Sister Powell, Sister Leola, and all the hosts, the prayer line, and the speaker. Sorry, I can't make it. Hey, Brother John, amen.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello. This is Brother John from Hummel, Louisiana. And, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about the ones that passed away with the COVID and things like that, the sisters and the brothers and all, and but I know that that I just want to say, it just makes me always say that I want to just cherish this life more and more, and look like I can cherish it, and I can really appreciate it by the things that I do in this life, and the things that I teach, and that I share with other people to make them stronger and to make them more into the word of God, the things I've learned and the things I continue to learn. That's all I want to do, is keep preaching the truth to them, you know. Wow, I said preaching the truth to them. That's my first time ever saying that. I always be saying that I tell them the truth, you know, about what I read or what I hear on the prayer line, but I said the word preach to them that time. So it felt good saying it, though. It came out like that way, so I'll leave it like that, you know. But I just want to say that, just love, like I said, I love our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus. And I noticed that the more I lean toward their way, you know, is the more that my life becomes more abundant. And even Jesus came here to teach us and show us the way and show us the light, you know, because a lot of us was in the darkness. And when he came and the Bible came about and things like that, now we know the truth now, you know, and all we have to do is seek the truth by reading the word and learning from the word. And that's all I want to do, is just constantly seek the truth. And no false prophets or none of that. I don't want to get into that or deal with that. That's why I be on this prayer line, because I love hearing the truth of the word of God. And I love sharing it, and I thank y'all for teaching it, and I thank God for this prayer line and for the sisters, brothers, the ones that come on and testimonies and just on and on, you know. I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm just want to say that it's a blessing to have this prayer line. And I just want to say that I learned so much, and I'm just continue learning and learning. It's just so exciting. I feel so excited, you know, feels like I'm on a, not feels like, but I know I'm on another level in life now by the by my thoughts. And I just want everyone to remember that your thoughts does make your life. If your thoughts is negative, that's the life you're going to have. So if your thoughts is positive and calm and rational about things and forgiveness and all that, they're gonna, it's going to keep peace inside you. So always remember that. God bless. Amen.
Amen. I heard Sister Power, she did a chuckle on the prayer line when John, Brother John said he's preaching. Brother John didn't mean to say he was preaching, but it came out like that. Sister Power, I know you had a comment on that. Sister Power, you heard him say he's preaching. Oh, Brother John is preaching the word now.
Amen.
God is
amen.
Getting... Amen.
Amen.
God gets the glory, Brother John. So you keep preaching because God has said it, that that word must go out. And he said we all got our part to do. And you know what? It's written in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Give me just a second. So brothers and sisters, as we hear Brother John on the prayer line testifying of God's goodness and what he have heard on this prayer line, he said what God is, everything he heard, what God said is true. So we just praise the Lord for him on this prayer line and that what he's bringing to others, he helping other people to learn what is true. So we thank God for that. So Brother John and Sister Brenda, we thank you. And Sister Power, about so many years ago, we was praying for Brother John on the prayer line. And boy, look, so many people we done had them pass. And Brother John, I'm going to tell you the truth. Brother John, Sister Power, if we go back and think, we have prayed for others, and Brother John is the only person was right there at death, and God has brought him back 100%. And is that right, Sister Power?
Sure. Amen. Amen.
How many people we have prayed for? Brother John mm-hmm. has come back, and he was right mm-hmm. there. So God is good. It is a reason. So we just give God praise. Thank the Lord because he's using Brother John out there to do what he's doing now. So thank you, Father, for what you're doing and what you have did on this prayer line. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to open the other lines. We thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for your patience, your love, and your kind words. So we're going to open the next line for 423-635. Your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Sister Carla calling from Tennessee. I just have a few more minutes until I go into work, but I just thank the Lord for his goodness, his love, and his blessings and protection over us as I was, you know, listening to a study, you know. Today was such a blessing, and it's like, Lord, help me to be like you. And we know before time, you know, before the sun came up, Jesus went out to have personal devotion time with his Father, and we need that daily to have that fresh bread, that manna, so to speak, falling so that we can receive strength for that day because, you know, like, for instance, stale bread. You know, you don't want stale bread. You want it fresh, and we ought to get up early or, you know, and have devotion, have that communion with our Father. And it was just a blessing and a reminder to me. And Church Volume 5, page 63.3 says, amen, truthfulness yesterday will not atone for his falsehood today. So every day we ought to learn something new as being a seven-day mm-hmm. Adventist. 7 days we should be learning and growing, and on that 7 day it's like, you know, fresh fruit for you know, more food, like in the time of the manna when it was falling, they didn't pick, they had enough for the 7 day. So that's how we ought to glean the word of God, as Job 23 verse 12 is saying, we ought to eat up the word of God and love it more than our necessary food. And that's my aim. And, you know, I want to, yes, be more grounded. And, you know, as I work some nights, I want to make sure I get up to have my personal devotion. Sometimes it's not, like when I'm at home, but at least get something in, and when I leave, get some more food before, you know, with the manna, it dries up during the sun in the afternoon, so get everything in the morning so it'll be fresh and I can, amen, I can give to others, because you can't give to others what you don't have. So as we get in the manna, the word, we are able to others, we're able to have a productive day, we're able to be under the Holy Spirit, we're able to be humble, to be, you know, to be blessed and blessing others. So I just thank the Lord for that. I want to, I love that song, We Know Not the Hour. That's a beautiful song. Next time, hopefully, I get to sing it. It's such a beautiful song, and we don't know when our Lord is coming. So every day should be a preparation day for his coming. This is a shelter in a time of storm. The Lord of him will hide a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever he'll be tight, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, cooling shade on the burning sand. Faithful God for the pilgrim stand, a shelter in the time of storm. I'll just do the second verse. A shade by day, a defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fear, alarm, no foe affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, cooling shade on the burning sand. Faithful God for the pilgrim band, a shelter in the time of storm. So let God be our shelter in this time of storm that we're in, brothers and sisters. Let us be faithful, and let us be loving and caring to others, especially those that are sick, those that are going through a hard time. Let us be able to pray for them, intercede for them, and learn the medical missionary work so that we can share it with them. And we have to know who we belong to and who is our master, who is our king, because when they say 6 feet apart and the Lord wants us to bless others and lay hands upon them, we shouldn't be fearful. We have to, you know, be obedient to God and his word, and he will protect us in these last days and not to go amongst the living and the dead and to plead the blood of Jesus. So I just want to thank you again. God bless. Jesus, love you all. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, sister. And you really gave me a thought when you mentioned when you get up, because the manner that was given, that to get it before it was dried up. And at a certain time, the manna will dry up and it will be no good for food. So, you know, by that, we learn that, yes, Christ was an early riser. Early rise, he get up and pray, and he have that time with his Father. And so I just want to give God the thanks for that, that sharing that information that God bless you with. So we want to thank Sister Corley for singing the shelter in a time of storm. I'm telling you, it is definitely this time we're living in. These storms, that it may pass. It's going to come. The storm's going to come, but it will pass also. So let us just pray that God gets you through. You have faith and trust in him, because let me tell you something, it will pass. You just got to have that faith that it will, and you just endure by prayer. So thank you, Sister Carla, once again. It was truly a blessing to get that information. Amen. So we're going to open the next line, and brothers and sisters, we open the line for 857. 505, your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, my brothers and sisters. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, Sister Miola. First of all, Sister Miola, I want to say hallelujah. Hallelujah, Sister Miola. My dear Sister Carla, we're singing
yes,
that
hallelujah.
Song. I feel that joy in my heart, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, the Lord is good. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, beloved brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for he is good, brothers and sisters. Sing unto him, my brothers and sisters. Shout for joy, my brothers and sisters, because God is good. God is merciful. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Miola. Prayer request, Sister Miola. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom, pray for my mother, Sister Miola. Live for my mother in prayer. Don't forget to pray for me, Sister Miola. Pray for me and I can be obedient. Lift me up in prayer. Don't forget to pray for our dear brother too, Sister Miola. Brother Jari. Lift him up in prayer, Sister Miola, because Sister Miola, yesterday, Sister Miola, when we was on the Bible study tool with Sister Stephanie, my dear Sister Power pray with Brother Jari over the phone because Brother Jari come on the line with me, Sister Miola, and Sister Miola, he listened to the prayer, Sister Miola, and Sister Miola, I want to say hallelujah, Sister Miola, please lift up Brother Jari in prayer because he needs your prayer, my brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, lift him up in prayer because he needs to come to Adventist ministry. Pray for him and he can baptize too, Sister Miola. Pray for Brother Jamal, Brother Javel. Lift him up in prayer, Sister Miola. And my dear Sister Miola, I would like to thank Sister Powell, Sister Miola. I would like to thank the mother of the ministry on this prayer life for praying for my brothers and sisters. I like to thank God because he is good. He is worthy to be praised. I want to say hallelujah. Sister Miola, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Sister Miola, please lift up our dear Sister Tamiko. Lift her up in prayer. Pray for Sister Tamiko, Brother Tony. Pray for Taiwan. Lift up Taiwan in prayer. Pray for his wife. Lift up his wife in prayer. Pray for her nephews, her nieces. Lift them up in prayer. And don't forget to pray for Sister Dorothy, Sister Daisha. Lift up Sister Keisha in prayer. Sister Miola, Sister Keisha needs a lot of prayer, Sister Miola. Pray for her. And she can sing on this prayer line, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, she will be touched in the name of Jesus. Sister Miola, I want to do a prayer for Sister Powell, my dear Sister Powell, my dear Sister Miola. I want to do a prayer at this moment, my brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Okay, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, Lord, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege to carry to God himself. God, Heavenly Father, God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we praise your name because, God, you are good for us, God. You are awesome, God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. God, we want to deliver Sister Power to you, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over Sister Power, God. We ask you, God, to give Sister Power deliverance, God. God, we ask you, God, to strengthen her, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, that Sister Power was praying for me last night, God. God, we want to thank you, God, that Sister Power, God, was praying for Brother Jari, God. God, we ask you, God, to strengthen Sister Power, God. We ask you, God, that Sister Power, God, to do that second prayer, God, after Sister Miola, God. God, allow Sister Power, God, to do a special prayer for Brother Jari, Lord, and he can baptize in the name of the Lord. We ask God God, to watch over Sister Miola, God. Watch over Sister Miola. Watch over Sister Powell, God. God, watch over Sister Powell's granddaughters, Lord. God, we ask the God to watch over Sister Powell's daughters, God. God, allow them to stay in prayer, Lord. We ask the God to come deliver them, Lord. We ask the God to come deliver them, God. God, we want to live for Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, we ask the God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask the God to watch over her, Lord. God, touch our Sister Tamiko's back, God. God, touch our Sister Tamika's knees, Lord. God, you are able. God, you are mighty God. God, you are the King of Kings. God, you are the Lord of Lords. There is no one else like you, God. We want to live for Sister Tamiko's daughter, God. Keisha, Lord, who is not feeling good, God. We ask to God to touch Keisha, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask to God why your Sister Tamiko is touching her at this moment, God. God, we ask to God, allow Sister Tamiko, Lord, to touch her at this moment, God. God, we ask to God, allow Sister Tamiko, Lord, to touch her, God, with her hands, Lord. God, we ask to God to touch her, Sister Keisha, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, touch her, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Touch her, God. Touch her, God. In the name of Jesus, come deliver her, Lord. Deliver her, Lord. God, deliver Keisha. Deliver Keisha in the name of Jesus. Deliver Keisha in the name of Jesus. Hide her, God, with your righteousness, God. Touch her, Lord. Touch her, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, God, to come heal her, God. Touch her, Lord. Touch her at this moment, God. Deliver her, Lord. God, bless Sister Keisha, Lord. Bless Sister Keisha's nieces, Lord. Bless Sister Keisha's cousins, Lord. Watch over her cousins. We ask the God to watch over her cousins, God.
Amen.
God, bless the little brother Akeem James, God. Bless brother Akeem James, Lord. Watch over him, God. God, watch over everyone, God, in this prayer line, Lord. We ask you, God, to come bless us, God. God, allow us to listen to your word, God, from brother Akeem James, Lord. We ask you, God, to strengthen brother Akeem James, God. We ask you, God, to watch over brother Akeem James, God. Bless Sister Carla, too, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over Sister Carla, God, from Tennessee, Lord. God, while your Sister Carla's working, Lord, we ask you, God, to touch her, Lord. Touch her, God. God, touch her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, come deliver her, Lord. God,
yes.
Come deliver Sister Carla.
Amen.
Come deliver Sister Powell, come deliver Sister Gala, God. Come deliver Sister Miola's daughters, God. Come deliver Sister Powell's daughters, God. God, come deliver Sister Stephanie's daughters,
yes,
to God.
Amen.
Deliver Sister Stephanie's brother, God. Deliver Sister Stephanie's son. God, come deliver them, God. Come deliver Keisha, Lord.
Amen.
Deliver Keisha, Lord. Allow Sister Miola to shout hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Allow Sister Miola to shout hallelujah, Lord. God bless Keisha, Lord. Again, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Keisha, Lord God, allow Keisha to sing to your name, God. Allow Keisha, God, to praise you, God. Allow Sister Keisha to magnify your name, God. Allow her to give you thanks, God. Allow her to give you praise, because, God,
Amen.
You're good for her, Lord. God, touch her, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Sister Tamiko, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko. Bless Taiwan. Bless Taiwan's wife, God. Watch over them, God. Watch over them, Lord. Watch over everyone, God. Watch over brother James, Lord. Bless brother Akeem James, Lord. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, bless
Amen.
Him, Lord. Bless us, God. God, in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus, we
Amen.
Pray. Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you, Brother Eli, for prayers. I tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli, for praying for the brothers and sisters and lifting us all up by God's grace. Amen, brothers and sisters. And we're going to ask if there's anyone else would like to share. Brother Eli usually come on and he'll pray for each and every one of us. And, you know, he loves God and he likes to share. So we just want to have more prayers. We ask him that anyone else want to pray. Press 1. Anyone else want to pray? But we're going to ask our sister. Sister Tamika to offer us. Sister Tamika, you can get a song that you would like to sing. You can get a song. And if anyone else,
Brother
so Sister
Rick
Powell, I'm going to ask. Yes,
Brother
I'm waiting
Rick.
On anyone that wants to share. Press 1 and they can share. But let me see. Yeah, Brother Rick is on, but he's probably busy.
So we have no
well,
one else that pressed
line.
One.
Open his line. Open his
you
line.
Think that's open his line? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. 518. I think he's busy. 518-744. Brother Rick, you there?
Yes, I'm here, sister. Thank you for opening
Amen.
My line.
Amen.
I was just listening to Brother Eli pray, and heard Brother John and Sister Brenda witnessing, and we heard Sister Carla, Sister Powell singing, Sister Tamika. Wow, what a blessing. Thank you all that have come on to make this prayer line what it is. You know, God is working, and, wow, you know, God is so good. He even when we fail him, he continues to lift us up. He continues to hold us up, to steer us back to the way that we should be going. And I'm just so grateful for him, you know, for doing those things, because each one of us, we can sometimes get off in our own little tangent sometimes, and not always what he would have us to do, but you know, he keeps bringing us back, and you know, the prayer line does that for me. And I sometimes I get a little just you watch all the things that are going on around the world, and you just kind of get unfocused on Christ and thinking more of what's going on in this world, COVID, and you know, all the craziness that's going on. And you know, when I come on the prayer line, it always brings me back to what is most important, which is Christ. And I just, you know, Brother Yudi had sent out a text today with a link to a YouTube presentation done at the Village Church in Berrien Springs, Michigan. I don't know if it was done this weekend or if it was done a little bit ago, but we had a couple of doctors, and actually like three different doctors, and a lawyer, and a pastor, talking about all that's going on with the COVID crisis, and you know how these treatments can be used to help people get through this. But also they were talking about free will. You know, each one of us has to make a decision. What we want to do, whether we want to follow what the world is putting out there, or whether we want to follow what God is putting in. You know, when this crisis first came along, I listened to a lot of different people talk about, you know, the vaccines and you know, what we should be doing and everything. And, you know, when I first made my decision not to be vaccinated, it was based more on what the vaccine would do to my body. And, you know, I don't want to take a chance of being worse off than I would if I didn't take it. But as I have progressed along, I was thinking about some things that I had read in Ezra and in Esther, and now my decision is based upon, you know, wanting to honor God. If we do these things, and we, you know, men and women are getting the honor that God should be giving, then, you know, we shouldn't be doing that. We shouldn't be giving honor to people in this world over God, because he is the one that sustains us, as Brother Eli so passionately mentioned earlier. You know, he is our sustainer. You know, he just takes care of every need that we have. But I just want to urge my brothers and sisters, as we, you know, as all these things are coming around us, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to make a really clear decision. The decision that we have to make doesn't seem to be that clear. But if we go to the Word of God and start reading, all of a sudden it's like a light bulb comes on, and all of a sudden it's perfectly clear what we should do and why we should do it. And God will bring that to us as we were, Brother John mentioned the scriptures. You know, we go to the scriptures, they bring us wisdom. They bring us peace, knowing that we are doing the right thing for the right reason. Because, we can do the right thing for the wrong reason, and we don't want to be doing that. So want to urge my brothers and sisters, stay in those scriptures, as, everybody on the prayer line knows that. But you know what? It's good to be reminded, because sometimes you get busy. I know we all get busy, busier than we should be at times, and God wants to meet with us each day. And if we don't take that time, we are missing out, and we don't want to miss out on salvation. I just urge my brothers and sisters to keep in those scriptures, to keep that prayer life up, and to keep coming on the prayer line, because it's such a blessing to hear everyone praising God and singing and praying. And, I just want to lift up a short prayer from my brothers and sisters, if I may, Sister Leila. And Lord, I just so blessed this evening to be on the prayer line, Lord. We heard Brother Eli and Brother John, Sister Brenda. We heard Sister Tamika, Sister Paul, and Sister Leola, and Sister Carla. And Lord, I'm sure there might have been others that I didn't hear. Please watch over each one that is on this line, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Guide them, Father. Protect their health, Lord. We have pestilences running rampant in this country, Lord. And Father, many people have not taken care of their health, and they have passed away because of it. And Father, please give us wisdom to know what to do if we do get this pestilence, Lord. We don't want to run to the doctor and allow them to take the praise and honor and glory that is yours. But Lord, you have given us doctors to help us too, so I pray that we would go to them if need be, Lord, but to be wise about these things, Lord. And most of all, Lord, we want to stay close to you. We want to study your holy word, Lord. It brings us peace. It brings us clarity to all these things that are going on around us, Lord. It brings us knowledge and wisdom. And, Lord, most of all, it brings us salvation, so that one day we can all be together on that sea of glass, not only the people here on the prayer line, but others, and Lord, we can be with you. That is our goal, that is our aim, to meet you in heaven. Please forgive our sins, O Lord. We have fallen short, and Lord, we know that only by your power, only by your grace, can we meet the standard that you have set for us, Lord. So we are trusting in you tonight to lift us up, to strengthen us, to guide us, Lord, so that as we continue in our Christian walk, as we continue witnessing to others, Lord, we want to just do the right thing at the right time, Lord. I want to pray for my son John, who was able to witness to this week, Lord. And, oh, Father, please open his mind to the truth that you have for him, Lord. Father, be with my family, my wife, my children, Lord, especially with Ashley. We do lift her up to you again. Father, I want to lift up Sister Leola's son Jarvis, Lord. Is he know that he has gone away from you, and Lord, he is trying to come back, Lord. And we just ask for your special blessing to be upon him, Lord, that he would see your goodness, and it would just continue to draw him closer and closer and closer. Each member of the prayer line, Lord, I lift up their families, their children, their grandchildren, all of their family members, Lord. Guide us, Father, that we may one day, soon, Lord, soon, be in your kingdom, not here on this old earth that is wearing out, Lord. Lord, we just need to, we just desire to be there with you, because you have died to save us. So guide us and bless us now, Father. Protect us. Keep us from harm. Thank you, Jesus. And amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Leola. Mm-hmm. Yes. How is Jarvis doing?
Well, Brother Rick, you got to keep praying for him.
Yes, I will.
Was on the phone. I was out about several weeks ago, and you just got to keep praying for him because he haven't gotten there yet.
Yes.
He's still struggling.
Yep.
So definitely need prayer.
Well,
so keep praying for him.
Yes. I've been speaking with Ashley, and she's doing well, you know, with her job and everything, but there's still no desire to, come to the Lord and allow him to, you know, guide her life. So I just wanted to share with my brothers and sisters. I want you all to pray for my friend John. John has been a longtime friend of mine. He helped me through some really hard times. He has been a Catholic all of his life. He's not a practicing Catholic. I mean, he doesn't go to he may go to Mass once or twice a year, but that's about it. And we got together this week for lunch, and I was able to witness to him. And, you know, he was asking me what I thought about the events going on. And so I was giving him a little, just a short overview of what I believe, you know, what's going on at this time. And I asked him, you know, John, what do you think of, you know, Christ coming? He says, well, you know, he says, I don't really know what to think about it. I guess he's coming back. And I said, well, you know what? He's coming back, and he's coming back soon, and we need to prepare. And I said, I told him, next time we get together, I have a book for him that I want him to read. I have the Ten Commandments Twice Removed book, and also I wanted to give him a Step to Christ, but I wanted to just go over a few scriptures with him. You know, growing up Catholic, the Catholics do not urge their people to study the scriptures. They tell them what to think and what to believe. And I am just praying that I can witness to my friend John, and that he can witness to his family as he is learning new things. He has children, grandchildren, wife, and we've all been. I've worked for most of them. I've worked for all of his children. I've worked for him, his wife, and it is time that they know the truth. So just pray that I will be able to give him the right information, and that the Holy Spirit will do the work on his heart that needs to be done, so that he can come into a saving relationship with Christ. And I just so desire that, because he has been one of my closest friends for so long, and the time is right. He is interested. He is asking questions. And God told me, you know, this is your window. So I don't want to disregard that. I want to take that window, and I want to do what Christ asked me to do, and allow him to work. But I have to plant that seed, brothers and sisters. We all have to plant seeds.
That's right.
Brother John was talking about that. You know, Brother John was talking about preaching. Let's get out there and preach it. We don't have to preach it like we're in church, but we have to tell others
right.
What we know and what we believe and why we have that hope that we have, brothers and sisters. You know, the scriptures tell us, be ready to give an account for the hope that is in you. So let's do that, okay? And, I just thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. I just pray for each one of you, and we'll continue, okay? And we'll continue praying for Jarvis. And please continue praying for me and my family also. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, amen, amen. Well, this is the opportunity we're going to pray, but Sister Tamika going to sing us a song, and then we're going to go into prayer, and we're going to be done about 8 o'clock, a few minutes after 8, we're going to go into prayer. So, Sister Tamika, we're going to open your line, and we just want to thank you first, Brother Rick, for the comments, for encouraging words, for the prayer, and especially always lifting up Jarvis. You know, when we have a child, wayward child, and, you know, we know what it's like to have a wayward child if one had been there. And the prayers are always for another person when you know you had a child that that is like that. So we pray for one another. So thank you again, Brother Rick, for always praying for Jarvis, Ed, Sister Powell, myself, and others, always lifting up your family and Ashley, special prayers, and especially Brother Eli just bringing out. He lifts all of us up in prayer. So we just thank the brothers and sisters for the prayers on the prayer line, okay? So thank you, Brother Rick. And now we're going to open the line up for Tamika. Okay, we have a Tamika, before we open your line, the same, we got another one to press one. So thank you once again, Brother Rick. So we're going to open the line for 225-281. We open in your line. 225-281, your line is open.
Amen. And I've been life. This is just Nelda. I haven't been on the line in a while because I've had so much going on in my life. But I just want to thank God for his blessings and thank him for the strength he's given me to go through each day, one journey after another. And as you guys probably have seen on the news, we had some really severe weather this weekend. And we've lost, I believe, a little bit over 20 people. Not too far from me, so God is so good, because Waverly is the town that the tornado hit, and a lot of people drowned because they were caught in the floods. I could get to Waverly in 30 minutes. That's how close it came to me, but God didn't allow it to come this far down. So I just thank God for our life, because it could have been us. And I believe there's 50 people missing. But as the death toll rises, I guess that lowers the people that are missing. So I just thank God for it, and I'd like to ask everyone on the prayer line to keep them in your prayers. I heard some sad stories on the news. One young lady, she was in her house with her husband and her 8-year-old son, and when the flood water came, she saw it rising high, and she decided to pack a quick bag for her and her husband and herself and her 8-year-old son. And then before she knew it, she said the water was coming into her house and it was up to her chest. So she couldn't do anything, but the house came off the foundation and the house started floating in the flood water. And they broke the window out and climbed up to the roof. But they came out okay, but the house was destroyed with a lot of their neighbors. So I just thank God for his blessings and his mercy, because that was 30 minutes from where I live. And pretty much just want to say thank you to everyone on this prayer line, and I'll be praying for everyone that, especially Ashley, Jarvis, and I'd like everyone to lift up my son, DeJuan Sr., in your prayers, because he's going through his trials and things right now, and he has been for a while, and anyone else that's on this prayer line that has children. We know how the Lord must feel about us, because our children are the apples of our eyes, and we're the apples of God's eyes. And when something hurts us, it hurts him, just like when something hurts our children, it hurts us. So just happy to be on the line, and I thank you all for all your prayers. Amen.
Man, Sister Nelda, I had not heard of a flood in Nashville. I didn't know it had a flood. You said 20 people drowned? Here.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It flooded in Franklin, in I think it's called Hickman County. That's a little bit further from me, but Waverly, the town of Waverly, is 30 minutes away from me. It's near I-40.
Oh.
And Highway 13, you familiar with Highway 13? Highway 13.
Yes, I'm familiar with it. Uh-huh.
And it goes through to Linden and Libreville. Well, if you stay on Highway 13 from Linden, you will wind up in Waverly when you get to I-40. So it was really close. And God was there. So a tree fell on my chicken coop, but that's about the only problem we had.
Oh. Okay.
That were affected in Tennessee.
Okay, well, we're going to sure lift those people up in prayer, that So we thank you for coming to share and just giving your testimony that how God kept you and your family, your home safe. You know, the Bible said if we would keep his commandments, you know, he said we won't fear no evil thing and keep his word. In Ecclesiastics, he said the whole duty of this, of our duty is to keep his commandments and be faithful to him. So I just thank God for what I'm hearing, that he kept you guys, you know. So let us go, let us open Sister Tamika line, and she's going to give us a song. Amen?
Amen.
Sister Tamika, we opening your line, 272-77, your line is open.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm very sorry to hear what happened where Sister Nelda was, but God bless you, Sister Noel, that the Lord spared your life, so that is a blessing. We give him all the praise, honor, and glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise him each and every minute. Amen. Amen. I would like to sing Higher Ground, page 625. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as an onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where there's a bound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. Cause the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, my dear Sister Nola. God bless you all.
Amen.
Love you. Have a blessed night.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tamika, for giving us that song. Mm-hmm. And brothers and sisters, we're going to go into prayer by God's grace. We have so many prayers requested or asked, and then we have some for the bereaved family. Lift my family up. especially to continue to lift my brother Isaac family up because they still going through. Lift up my husband family. Just lift, let us lift one another up, Sister Carolyn's and her husband, and let us lift one another up. Brother Judy, he needs some help, some workers there. Let us lift that up. Let us lift one another up in prayer. Sister Brenda, we're going to ask Sister Brenda, would you like to offer a prayer? It doesn't have to be long. It don't have to. You can open. You can give a prayer. Hold on just a second. Hold on. We're going to just get a second, Sister Brenda, if you would like to. But we want to thank Sister Tamika for a beautiful song. And I notice, I'm going to say this before I go to the prayer. I noticed that Sister Tamika loved that song, Lord, Lift Me Up, because she's reaching for higher ground. You know, that's all our aim, to reach for higher ground. So by God's grace in our prayers, let us pray that we're going to get to these higher grounds, meaning that we're going closer to Christ. And because we want to be caught up in his hands, because in these days we need our Savior, because first of all, when it comes to my time to close my eyes, when it comes to my time to be done and my probation is closed, I want to be in his hand. I want to be right with him. And that's what we want to be. So we're going to ask Sister Brenda if she don't mind offering a word of prayer for line. Because sometimes we got to allow different people, because we never ask Sister Brenda the opportunity. If you like to pray, to offer a prayer, you can do so now.
Okay, let's pray. Oh, Heavenly
Amen.
Father, we come to you on this Advent Life prayer line, asking you to look down on that Advent Life prayer line, asking you to search each and every one heart. Lord, we ask that you cleanse it. Lord, we ask that you cast away each and every unclean sin, whatever in it is not of you. Father, we ask that you look down on all the sick, Lord, all the bereaved, all the COVID. Lord, cast it away, Lord. We ask that you bless the Advent Life, bless all the members that's on and off the prayer line, all the help we have, all the ministry aboard and to and from. Lord, we ask that you bless all the workers that's teaching your message. We ask that you bless those that are traveling. Bless the mission that's aboard and all over. We ask that you look down on all the youth. We ask that you touch them so that they can come in, Lord, and they need to hear a word from you. They need to hear a word from somebody so that they must come in, put the guns down, and come in before it's too late, Lord. We ask that someone touch them. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning and watching over us. We thank you for letting us see another day. Father God, we pray for each and every one that are running up and down these highways and byways, sleeping on the roads, running all over the place. We pray for those in the nursing homes. We ask you to bless them. Bless each and every one. Father God, we ask that you strengthen each and every one of us. We ask you to take care of the sick, the homeless. We ask that you strengthen and help the bereaved family. We thank you for your love, your kindness, and your mercy. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to so that we can have the tree, the right to the tree of life. We thank you for each and every one of us. I ask you to bless my family and Homer, all the COVID these people have, because we don't have any room anymore. They're sending them home, so nowhere for them to go, Lord. We ask that you fix it so they can have a place to go or go home and learn to treat themselves and live. Father, we thank you. We know that you did it for me. You did it for John. You can do it for the rest.
If they ask
and repent in your son name, you can save them, Lord. We thank you. I know that you can save them. They just have to repent. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda. And the more you exercise your prayers, the more you feel so free that you can come to God. Because the Lord says that just come to him and talk like you're talking to a friend. And the more you do it, the more you can, the more you get better at it, because the Lord just wants us to feel free to talk to him. We can go talk to other people all day long, but we got to have that free and that spirit just can commune with our Father, because he is there to hear. So thank you, Sister Brenda, for communing with the Father for your brothers and sisters. So thank you. So we're going to ask Sister Nelda if she have time. If you have time, let us know. If you don't, and it don't have to be much prayer. You can pray according to how your heart. So would you like to offer a prayer, Sister? Sister Nelda?
Yes, Sister, I can.
Okay, well, yeah, because we offer prayers and then we're going to be finished. Go ahead.
Okay. Dear Father, we thank you. We come to you, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, asking for blessings and mercy and forgiveness, Lord. Help us, Father, to develop our character, allow the Holy Spirit to develop our character, to spend more quality time with you. I've learned in my personal experience recently that the Lord has led me to get up early before I let my day get started. Because if the day gets started, the devil's going to get busy and he's going to distract. And then that's going to take time away from your prayer life and your individual personal study time. Personal devotion is important, Lord. I can feel the changes in my life and in my house as I begin to do that. And I just pray that you would help each person on this prayer line. If you're already giving God the time, it's okay. But if you're not, start spending more time, personal time with the Lord, prayer and study, devotion, Lord. Because the day will get started before you know it. Busy with whatever's going on in each and every one of our lives, Lord. And we're taking time away from you, Lord. And we need to spend all the time that we can with him right now. Lord, it's okay to listen to sermons. It's okay to watch videos on YouTube. It's okay to be on this prayer line. But the Lord wants it first. He wants that time. And it will help us, as it has helped me. So I pray, Lord, that you will bless everybody. You know they need. You know what they need. Touch each and every one of them. Bless their families. Lord, bless them. And thank you, Lord, again, for sparing me and my son's life and other friends that I've met since I've been here in Tennessee that live close by me, Lord. I thank you that water stopped 30 minutes away from us so that we did not lose our homes and our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Nelda, for offering prayers. Oh, sisters and brothers, we need prayers. So we're going to ask that Sister Powell. Let me ask Sister Tamika. She want to offer a short prayer. if she would like to. We want to have everybody. We had Brother Eli, he offered the prayer, and Brother Rick. So, Sister, would you like to offer a prayer, Sister Tamiko? It don't have to be, it could be short because we are just offering a short prayer. Amen?
Sure, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for another precious day of life. Thank you so much, Lord, for all that you have done for us and that you continue to do for us. We are very grateful, dear Lord. We love you so much. We know that you love us with an everlasting love. So continue to bless all of our sisters on this prayer line. Bless Sister Powell, dear Lord. Bless Sister Leola. Bless Sister Nelda and her family and her children, dear Lord. Bless all of our brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Bless Brother Eli and his family. Continue to bless each and every one of us. Pour out the Holy Spirit upon all of us. Open up the windows of heaven for each and every person on this prayer line and bless them all abundantly, more than they can ever ask and more than they can ever dream. Dear Lord, I want to plead the blood of Jesus over each and every person on this prayer line right now, Father God, to keep everyone safe and protected in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but keep us in the precious palm of your hand, dear Lord. We need you in these last days. Please safeguard and protect us. Give us strength beyond what is normal, and help us always to stay close to you and do your will. Not our will, but thy will be done. As you are the Alpha and the Omega, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's nothing that our God can't do. We trust in you because you are the great I Am. And you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. So we love you, Lord, tonight. And we love you each and every day. And we thank you so much for all that you do for our families. And you safeguard and protect us. We're so grateful to have you, dear Lord. Continue to hide us in your presence. Hide us in the safety of your wings and keep all of us safe and well. And create in us a clean heart, renew within us a right spirit, dear Lord, because we wish not to sin against your great and holy name. But give us victory over sin and bless us all and keep us close to you. We place everything in your hands right now, dear Lord, and we thank you in advance for all that you're going to do for all of us and all of our families. We promise to give you all the praise and honor and glory and adoration. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for loving us. May we continue to serve you and do your will and put you first as it brings out. In Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added on to you. Because greater is he that is in me than he that lives in the world. We thank you again for everything you've given us. And we leave in your precious care and keeping. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Sister Powell, I'll do the last little. But I'm going to attempt to sing this song. Okay. Precious Lord, take our hand, lead us on, and let us stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead us on to the light. Take our hand, precious Lord, and lead us home. When our way grows dear, precious Lord, linger near. When our life is almost gone, hear our cry. Hear our call, hold our hand, lest we fall. Take our hand, precious Lord, and lead us home. Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we come before you this night, Lord, on this Sunday Eve, this first day of the week, Father. We come to thank you for your grace and your mercy. Heavenly Father, we call upon thy most holy name because there's none other under the heavens that we should call on. So, Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to rain down your Holy Spirit upon us while we go to sleep tonight. Heavenly Father, I lift up my
sister, my friend, children to you, Lord. Sister Carolyn, she's gone, Lord Father. And Lord Father, I want to thank you, Father, Lord, for allowing the friendship that I had with her, Father. So, Lord, now she's gone, but her children, Lord Father, will suffer a great loss, her family, her husband. And, dear Father, I lift them all up to you right now, Father. I'm asking that you be with them, Lord Father. Help them to go through this morning, Lord, while they are there, Lord Father, with one another. Heavenly Father, I lift up Sister Power to you, Father, a mother of prayer. She prayed for many. And, Lord, as she prayed for so many, we lift her up to you, Father, to give her to you. And that we ask you, Father, to continue to keep her, to strengthen her, Lord, as she lifts up each and every one of us to you, Father. We thank you for her. And, dear Father, we lift up Brother Rick to you, Father, asking that you continually to be with him and his family, Father, and that they will continually to seek you as he asking you to keep Ashley and help her to seek you with all our heart, Father. Lord, Father, we bring, give her to you because we know you love her. You gave your only begotten son for all. So, Father, we thank you. And now, Father, we lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John to you, Father. Lord, we saw what you did for Brother John. Lord, I have all this prayer line. We done prayed and we done for many, Lord, Father. But Brother John has made it and he came through all the storms and the tolls that he went through while he was laying there sick. But, Father, you saw that called him, just like you called Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. And Brother John woke up, Lord. So we thanking you right now for what you have done. Oh, Father, we just offer the prayers. Lord, as Sister Power often says, you don't come down to us, but our prayers goes up to you. Oh, Father, we thank you for what you have done. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to be with Brenda and Brother John and working in their life, Lord, that they would glorify you and honor you in their lives. Heavenly Father, I lift up Sister Nelda to you, Lord. You heard what she had mentioned. Oh, Father, we are grateful, Lord, to know that you love your people. You say they keep your commandments, that you would bless them, that the third and fourth generation that keep your word. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to put a hedge of protection around that property. Protect that property. Lord, Father, protect them in their home. Oh, Father, we thank you. And, Lord, Father, I lift Lance up to you, Lord. Help obedient, Lord, to you. Help him to hear your word. Help him to understand obedience is would be a blessing to him. He would be a long life on the land which we live. Oh, Father, thank you. Now, Lord, Father, I lift up Brother Eli and to you, Father, and all the hosts he prayed for. Lord, as we lift them up, Lord, Father, you know each name he calls. So we ask that you answer according to your will. Heavenly Father, we lift up Sister Tamika and our family, Father, and we pray that you continue to show her, Lord Father, your favor because, Lord, you love her. And she loves you, Father. She sings, she prays, she give it all to you, Lord. So we thank her for joining on this prayer line and being so persistent in every word of it, Lord. Father, thank you. Lord, Father, we lift up Sister Carla to you, Father, as she joined us tonight and asking that you bless her in her traveling mercy. And, Lord, protect her and protect her children and be with her on her job, Lord. Give her wisdom and help her to have all understanding as she is on the job, Father. Thank you. Father, we lift up Brother Udy and his wife, especially Melissa, as she going through this pregnancy. She won't fall to no illness or no sickness that she can carry her baby through to the full of her 9 months, and you can keep her well. So, Father, thank you. Bless their store, Lord,
give them help in their store. And Heavenly Father, we pray, Father, Lord, if I'm missing anyone, Sister Barnaby, all our brothers and sisters on this prayer line, Lord, Father, I lift my husband up to you. I lift up myself up to you, my son Jarvis, Nicole, Amari, all our children, Father, all of our children. I lift up Sister Stephanie's voice to you, Father. Lord, Father, you know that all the work she do to care for her voice, Father, you say she do her part and you do the rest. So, Father, we know that you said if we would be obedient to you, then everything else, you work it out. It's all in your hands. So, Heavenly Father, we lift up Advent Light prayer line to you. We ask that you continue to bless this prayer line and be with each and every one that have joined this prayer line and given words on this prayer line. So, Father, continue to strengthen us. And while we lay down to go to sleep, Lord, let us keep our minds stayed up on thee and our eyes always watching for your coming and for all the things that you say will come to pass. And as these things come to pass, let us not fret. Let us not faint, but the things shall come. And so, Father, we thank you as you've given us your word. So bless us and keep us tonight as we lay down to sleep, and you will watch over us and protect us. Thank you, Father, as we close out in the prayer line. Father, we ask that you bless us and keep us through this night in the name of our Savior, Yeshua, which is Jesus Christ, whom we all know. Amen. We do pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, and we thank you so much for joining us tonight. And may God be with each and every one of us until we wake up in the morning again. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child, and forever I am. Redeemed.